Addressing irregular verbs in Italian, especially in the present tense, is important for mastering the language. Italian, like many other languages, has a blend of regular and irregular verbs. While regular verbs follow a predictable pattern in their conjugation, making them relatively easy to learn, irregular verbs do not follow this pattern, and so they require special attention. And that is what we are talking about today. Iniziamo! One notable example of an irregular verb in Italian in the present tense is finire. Finire means to finish, to end. Unlike regular verbs, which are conjugated according to their endings, are, ere, or ire, irregular verbs like finire do not follow these rules consistently. In the case of finire, this verb belongs to the third conjugation ire, but it behaves differently from other ire verbs. To understand this better, let's break down the present tense conjugation of finire. Io finisco. Tu finisci. Lui, lei finisce. Noi finiamo. Voi finite. Loro finiscono. The irregularity of finire in the present tense is seen in the first, second, and third person singular, and then the third plural form. So we find the irregularity in io, tu, lui, lei, and then loro. What we are doing is to add an isk in there. So, to conjugate a verb, we are taking the infinitive finire and then we remove the final three letter. So we're left with fin because we removed ire. Instead of adding the regular endings for ire verbs, so o for io, we do not say fino, we say finisco, we add an isk. For tu, instead of adding the usual I, we do not say fini, we say finisci. For lui, lei, instead of adding the regular e, we do not say fine, we say finisce. So we are adding the isk in there, isc. Finisco, finisci, finisce. When we get to the noi and voi forms, the pattern is regular, so finiamo, finite. There is no isk there. And finally, with loro, they, we use the isk again. Loro finiscono. Finire is not alone in this irregular pattern. It belongs to a subset of ire verbs that adopt a similar conjugation method, often referred to as the isk verbs. The other isk verbs in Italian are abbellire, to make beautiful, abbruttire, to make ugly, abolire, to abolish, acquisire, to acquire, agire, to take action, approfondire, to go deeper into something, arricchire, to become rich, capire, very common, to understand, capisco, chiarire, to clarify, contribuire, to contribute, costruire, to build, digerire, to digest, fallire, to fail, guarire, to heal, impazzire, to go crazy, obbedire, to obey, proibire, to prohibit, ripulire, to clean up again, spedire, to send, to ship, tradire, to betray, unire, to unite. So all these verbs are going to follow this pattern, where we're going to add the isk to io, tu, lui, lei and loro, while noi and voi follow the usual regular conjugation. For Italian learners like you, mastering these irregular verbs is essential. It involves memorization and practice, and really there is no shortcut to learning them. My recommendation is to focus on the most common isk verb. Thank you for learning some Italian with me today. Grazie e a settimana prossima. Ciao!